Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This is the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. Amen. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on the Spirit Alive Network. We are so happy to be here on today in Jesus' name. I want to apologize for the 2 minutes that we were off the air. Had a little technical difficulties, but we are up and running in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God for being here on today in Jesus' name. And I'm privileged and honored to be here on this Saturday in Jesus' name. Want to give honor to first Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Give an honor to the watchman on the wall of this network, of the Spirit Alive Network, Bishop Cook, amen, God bless you, and giving honor to my pastor and First Lady, Pastor William Tuggle, and First Lady Cosette Tuggle, in Jesus' name, God bless you all, in Jesus' name, and all of the Spirit Alive family, in Jesus' name, and the Triumphant Faith Apostolic Church family, in Jesus' name. Amen. On today, we are going to be talking about a topic that is keyed into my heart, and it is very, very vital to our spiritual life, and we've talked about it before, but I think it is very, very timely. Again, in Jesus' name, I believe that the Lord has given us, this topic on today. We're going to go to two passages of scripture on today. I'm going to start off with Romans 8 and 28. And then we're going to go to, the book of Psalms. In Jesus' name, Psalms 34, amen. And if anybody that knows me knows, Psalms is my favorite book out of the Bible because I love the book of Psalms because it is the book of praise, amen. And the one thing that I love to praise the Lord. Amen. I love to worship too, but I love to praise the Lord. I am a person that growing up, I grew up, you know, praising the Lord at church, no matter what I went through. It did not matter what I was going through. It does not matter even now what I'm faced with. I'm going to continue to praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for these two passages of scripture because God has let us know what to do when we go through different hurdles in our life. He's given us different weapons to use, different things to do when we go through the very hard times in our life, when we go through the very hard things, the tough times. Amen, if I should say. I want to start at Romans 8 and 28. And you might say, well, that has nothing to do with praise. That has something to do with encouragement. Amen. And that's what we're going to do today. I'm just here to encourage on today. Encourage somebody that is going through the test and the trials on today. Amen. And sometimes the devil will bring stuff, and sometimes we can bring stuff, and sometimes the Lord will allow us to be tested, the trying of our faith. Amen. But I thank God for Romans 8 and 28. Amen. I thank God for knowing that all things work together for the good. Amen. No matter what happens, no matter who comes, who goes, that I understand that I'm secure in my walk with Christ, and I'm secure in my faith that everything is going to be all right. Amen. So we're going to read Romans 8 and 28, and it reads, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Now let's go to Psalms 34 on today. Amen. I thank God for Psalms. Like I said, I thank God for the book of Psalms. My first, I can say as I'm trying to get to the scripture, I can say that the book of Psalms was the first book, and Psalms 100 was the first verse that I was ever taught in the Bible, throughout the Bible. Amen. Psalms 100 is one of the key scriptures that I go to, but I love Psalms 34 as well. And it reads, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And I like this verse. "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Amen. Verse number 7, "The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him." Amen. I love these verses out of Psalms 34, especially verse number 1, because of the fact that no matter what I'm faced with, no matter what I go through, no matter what my family might go through, I can still bless the Lord. No matter what I've lost, no matter what I gain, no matter how much money I have, I will bless the Lord. Amen. No matter who comes and who goes, no matter what friends are in my life, what friends go out of my life, no matter what family members in my life, no matter what family member leaves, I will bless the Lord. Amen. And if I could title this topic today, it would be as verse number one said, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. It does not matter what I'm faced with, because if I bless him, if I give him his, I know in the back of my mind everything is going to be all right. Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. I don't have to worry about where my next meal is going to come from. I don't have to worry about anything of that nature. The only thing that I have to worry about is me giving God his due. That's the only thing that I have to worry about. Amen. That's the only thing. The only thing that I have to worry about. Amen. Amen. This is the only thing that I have to worry about right now, is knowing that God is able. Amen. I don't have to worry about where my next meal is going to come from. I don't have to worry, because he said, if I can take care of the fowls of the air, and I'm paraphrasing, y'all, if I can take care of the fowls of the air, what makes you think I can't take care of you? And I'm here to speak to somebody on today that might be going through. You might be a person that has lost much. I know this year has been a trying year for some, but on today, God is getting ready to restore that unto you, that which you have lost, just like he did with Job. He restored back unto him double for his trouble. He restored back unto him the virtue that you lost. He's getting ready to restore that. And I don't consider myself a prophet. I don't do none of that. I don't consider myself as that. But I do know, and what I do consider is that he will reward them. He will reward you for your faithfulness. He will reward you for your faithfulness. He will reward you for your standing for holiness, your stance for the kingdom of God. If you build up the kingdom of God, if you pour into the kingdom of God, God will open up the windows of heaven and he will pour you out unto you blessings you will not have room enough to receive. Amen. It's just like savings, like having a savings account in the natural. When you put into your savings account, you know, in an emergency or in a time of need, you can draw from that savings account. You can withdraw from that savings account. Amen. Well, our spiritual account, if you put into that spiritual account, amen, then God will allow you to withdraw from that spiritual account. Amen. And I have nothing but faith enough to believe that in my time of need, he'll be there. In your time of need, he'll be there. Sometimes we go through things. I've said it before. Sometimes we go through things for other people. You might say, well, Minister Adam, what do you mean we go through things because are for other people? What I mean by that is that sometimes we don't understand why we're going through the emotions. We don't understand why we're going through the problems. We don't understand why we're going through the circumstances. We don't understand. But at the end of it, God lets us know why we went through it. There's been times in my own personal life where I have gone through something and the Lord didn't give me an answer until the end. And when I went through it, I didn't understand why I was going through it. I'm like, Lord, I'm serving you. What else do I need to do? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is this? And I remember there was a church that I went to that me and my church, Triumphant Faith, we fellowship with. And I went to a evening service, you know, went to an evening service just to, you know, visit this church. And there was a mother there. And I, during testimony service, I tell how God was good to me and my family and my church and different things. And how this mother, after the service, this mother came up to me that went to that church. She said, God's going to bless you. Now, I don't believe, now this is my own personal opinion, I don't believe this mother believes that she's a prophetess or whatever you want to call her. But she just said, I from the Lord, I believe that the Lord is going to bless you with what you need. And how this mother, she began to speak over my life. She began to speak over my life and how what she said is now coming to fruition now. It's coming to fruition right now. Because of our faithfulness, because of our due diligence unto God. When you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he will not leave you comfortless. Why? Because you are in his, you are a part of him and he is a part of you. Once you make God a part of you and make the relationship between you and God your main importance of your life, God will never leave you. Even if he said he dwells over he reigns over the just and the unjust. But it's more important to do our due diligence in our pursuit for the kingdom. We must do this. And it's not to receive stuff from the Lord. It's because we love him. It's because he died for us. It's because we want a relationship with him. It's not to receive cars, money, and all that stuff. Cars and money and houses and all that stuff. All that stuff is good, but I want my relationship. I want my inheritance from God. Just like the prodigal son, you know, even though he wanted his inheritance, you know, I've read about the prodigal son before. And how the prodigal son, he, you know, even though he wasn't in the mindset to receive his inheritance, but he was persistent. The prodigal son was persistent to receive his inheritance from his father. And I'm not talking about, when I mention the prodigal son, I'm not talking about the inheritance that his father gave him. I'm talking about his persistency. I'm talking about the prodigal son persistence, being persistent in receiving what his father had been. When we are persistent on what the Lord has for us, when we get that persistent, the Lord, when we get persistent enough to want to see the kingdom of God grow bigger than ourselves. And I'm talking about the kingdom. I'm not talking about man. I'm not talking about things. I'm talking about the kingdom. When we pour into the kingdom, when we give our all to the kingdom of God, then he'll pour out unto us. Amen. Why? Because once we care enough about the kingdom, this is about kingdom living. When I say I will bless the Lord at all times, this is not just shouting and leaping and dancing. I'm talking about giving of ourselves, giving of our all. Then once we do that, we can then say, that all things work together for the good of them that love God according to his purpose. Why can we say that? Because we are in, the Bible says we are a royal priesthood. Anything royal is not left stagnant. It's not left poor. It's not left. You're in a different level when you come into royalty. God's royalty is on a different level. And when you come into that inheritance of royalness of God, when you come into that royalness of God, when you come into that relationship with God, God will see every need you have to where you can say, I lack nothing. To man's eyesight, you might lack a million and one things, but to God's eyesight, you lack nothing. You are prospering spiritually. You're prospering naturally. You may not have everything you want, but you're prospering anyway. You got a roof over your head. You got clothes on your back. You got shoes on your feet. You got food in the refrigerator. You're saved. You're sanctified. You're Holy Ghost filled. You've been water baptized. You're living holy. Everything is prospering in your life. Why? Because I have given my all to the kingdom. I've said, no matter what I go through, I will bless the Lord. And for me giving my all, God then intends to give us what he has for us. That's why I can say, and we know that all things work together for the good. That it does not matter what I'm faced with, it's going to work out for the good because my inheritance from God, my blueprint from God says so. The blueprint of my life from God says so. Does not matter. No devil from the pit of hell can stop me. No devil from the pit of hell can stop you. If you align yourself with God, you don't have to worry about anything. There has been many, many times in my life with me when I was single, since I've been married, that God has worked out things in my life. God has worked out things for my children. God has worked out things for my wife. God has worked out things for my household. He was the money where there was no money. He was the breadwinner when we didn't have the money to buy food. He met every need. Why? Because I gave it all to him. I gave of myself. I gave of my time. I gave of money. I gave of resources. I'm not boasting on me, but it's out of obedience to God. See, when you are obedient to God, God will then bless. When God says, do this, do that, just to see where your faith is, and you go ahead and you do what God tells you to do, you might be giving your last. And people might get mad at you. Why are you over there giving your last to your money? Why are you over there giving to the church? And why are you over there going to church and you know you ain't got no... You ain't got nothing to praise God for. God ain't gave you a new house or a new car. What you going to church? Because he's owed that. I owe him that. I owe him so much than what I'm giving. We owe him so much. That's why I can say I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. It does not matter. We've talked about this topic before. I will bless the Lord. We talked about it a few months ago. But I'm here to tell you today that if you give God your praise, if you give God your praise in your service, in your giving, in your dancing, in your singing, and in everything about you, if you give it to God, God will bless you. And don't give it just to be looking for blessings. Don't give it just to do it out of obedience to God. Do it because you want to have a relationship with Him. Do it because you love Him. And not just because you're looking for the cars, the money, and the clothes. It's not because of that why I'm doing it, Lord. It's because I love you. Because you first love me. I love you because you first love me. When I was a wretched man, when I was a wretched woman, you still love me. You love me enough to keep me here. You love me enough when I was here, you saved me. When you didn't have to, you loved me enough to die for my sins. You gave your own life just for me. And that's why I will bless the Lord. That's why the determination is down within us to give of ourselves, to give our whole life unto the kingdom. Not unto man, not unto a pastor, not unto bishop, no, I'm not giving unto them. I'm giving unto God, who is the head of my life. I'm not giving because of my mama and my daddy. I'm not giving because of my wife and my children. I'm giving because of God loving me so much. Because before them, there was Him. Before them, there was Him. When I was going through, I want you just to take a minute and just to think about what God has done for you in your life. The times that He's brought you out. The times where you didn't see the way out, but God made a way. This is why I do the things that I do. I want you to think about it. On this radio broadcast, I want you to think about it. Personal things, personal situations that God has brought you out of. And begin to give God praise. Amen. I want you to begin to give God praise even now. Right now. Well, I don't have, Minister Adam, I don't have a big time praise. God hasn't blessed me with a car. God hasn't blessed me with a, you still got a big time praise because you alive on today. I always say it at the beginning of the show. Amen. You're blessed. You're blessed. If you're listening to me right now, I say it every show. If you're listening to me right now, you're blessed. You're not blessed because you're hearing my voice. My voice can't do nothing. But you're blessed. If you're hearing my voice, you're blessed because you are in the land of the living. And that is a reason to give God praise. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what it might seem like. I don't care what man says. I don't care what the doctor has told you. I don't care what the test results say. You shall be what God has called for you to be today. But you got to give him, you got to give the man what he wants. You got to have the mindset to say, I will bless the Lord no matter what I'm faced with, no matter what I go through, no matter if I got money, no matter if I don't have money, no matter what I got. The Lord, you got to have the mindset, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You got to have the mindset. Like Job had the mindset. He never lost his integrity. Even when people came against him, even when you got to have that boldness, like the three Hebrew boys, when King Nebuchadnezzar came up against the three Hebrew boys and demanded that they bow before the image that King Nebuchadnezzar set up. The three Hebrew boys, they said, no, we will not bow. I will not give in. We will not. We will not. Even if the Lord doesn't deliver us, we will not bow. I will not go down without a fight. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I'll never give up and I'll never surrender, no matter what I go through. I will not surrender on my life. I will not surrender. I will not give up on my God. I will not surrender. I will not give up on my relationship with Christ. I will not do it. I heard a message a long time ago. It was titled, I Will Not Take Down at a Time Like This. I will not take down at a time like this. I will not come off the wall. I will not denounce my relationship with Christ. I will not give in. I will not turn my back on God because I don't have this. I will not turn my back on God because I don't have that. Or if things are not going my way, I will not turn around. I've gone too far to turn around now. I've given too much to turn around now. I gotta keep going. I gotta go. I gotta keep going to see what the end is gonna be. Cause I know that the end of this test, the end of this trial, the end of this persecution, there shall be victory. Not in my name, but in Jesus' name, there shall be victory. Victory. So the song, we sing the song at church, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory shall be mine. Victory. And I'm speaking victory over every person that is watching or listening to this radio broadcast today. Every person that is listening to this broadcast today around the world, if you're going through something, victory shall be yours today. Victory will be. It's not going to be, shall be, it will be. You will have what God says you will have. You will have what God says you will have. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you will have what God says you will have. And whatever the devil says you are, you will not be that. I speak against it now. Whatever man says you are, if it goes against the word or goes against the word of God, I denounce it now. I denounce it now. Why? Well, you might say, well, Minister Adam, why are you denouncing it? You don't have the ability nor the power to say, oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, you do. You got the ability. You got the power. You got the power to speak over your own life. See, my former pastor, Pastor Dorothy McGordon, she used to say it all the time. She used to say, you ain't got to go to no big name prophet for you to receive a word from the Lord. You ain't got to go. You don't have to go nowhere. You can go right to the source and speak over your own life. You can prophesy over your own life. You can anoint your own finances. There's one thing that she taught me was take your bills and anoint your bills. And I kid you not. One time I had just moved out of my parents' house. And this is before I got married. I was by myself. I was single and, you know, I was in my place for about a month or two. And one night I was sitting in my living room. And I'll be honest with you, I had only the resources that I had. Amen. I only had the resources that I had, and I did not, I couldn't work at the time because of my health, but I had resources. I had financial resources to be able to take care of myself. But I had these bills. I had these household bills, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I was wondering what I was going to do, and the Lord took me back in my memory and showed me what my pastor told me to do. Lay out all your bills. Lay out everything and pray over your bills and pray over your household and speak over your own household. Yeah, I had nobody living with me at the time, but it was still my household. And I spoke over my house. I spoke over my bills. I spoke over my own life. And I spoke over my house, and I said every bill that hits this door will be paid. I prophesied over my own home. I ain't need to go see no big name prophet to prophesy over me. Or prophetess to prophesy over me. I prophesied over my own self. I got the same anointing that God, I got the same anointing. Amen. I got the same greater that it talks about in the Word of God. The same greater that is on the inside of them lives on the inside of me. Amen. And I spoke over my own self. And do you know, to this day, that was in 2009, and it's 2022. I've been living on my own. What I mean by living on my own, I mean by not living at my parents' house. Been going on February of next year will be 14 years. 14 years. And not one time have I not had a roof over my head. Not one time have I not ever had no food to eat. Because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I have sought the Lord throughout the years of my life. And I've always kept a praise on the inside of me. I've always had the diligence to give God his just due. And in return, he has blessed me beyond measure. And it ain't always in finances either. He has blessed me health-wise. He has blessed me, hallelujah, he has blessed me in my schooling. He has blessed me in my ministry. He has blessed me in every area of my life. He has kept family members alive. Amen. Have I lost some stuff? Oh, yeah. And I'm just telling my testimony. Have I lost some things? Yes. Have I lost people? Yes. Have I been hurt? Yes. Have I been afflicted? Yes. Have I seen these Egyptians? Yes. But there comes a time in your life where you got to speak over yourself and say, these Egyptians we shall see no more. You got to use the word of God, and you got to speak over your situation. And then you got to give him the praise. Then you got to stand on the faith that you spoke of. No matter what I'm going through, and I'm talking to whoever, hallelujah, in my former pastor's words, I'm talking to who I'm talking to today. And I speak this around the world. Around the world, we are living in the last days, and I know the coming of the Lord is right at hand. But souls, I'm speaking to souls today around the world. If you have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, I speak unto you. I speak unto your life. You shall be saved. You will be saved. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about all of it. You will repent. You shall repent. And you shall be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak it over your life. And be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, living holy and sanctified. You will confess, hallelujah, the name of the Lord through your actions in your life and your life. I'm using it all today. And then you're gonna be a witness unto all nations. And you'll be able to tell people about Jesus. Just like it says in Matthew 28:19, where he told his disciples, where he commissioned his disciples to go and teach and preach and to baptize in his name. You'll be able to go and tell somebody the name of Jesus. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. All I have is Jesus. If nothing else, if mama leave me, if daddy leave me, if wife leave, if children leave, if family leave, if I ain't got nothing else, but all I have is Jesus. I got all I need. Vicky Winans sang a song back in the day, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. He's a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. That's why I can say, I will bless the Lord. That's why I can say, hallelujah. And we know that all things work together. That's why I can say it. I can say it from the pit of my stomach. Hallelujah. And when it come out, I can say hallelujah anyhow. For what I'm going through right now, this afflictions, hallelujah. Hallelujah. These afflictions, these light afflictions, this affliction, hallelujah. I don't care what affliction you're going through. It might be health-wise. It might be financial. It might be spiritual. But I don't care what affliction you're going through. You might be suffering with an addiction today. I break the curse today. I break it today. I didn't mean to do all this, but the Lord has gotten me in a place where I can go through stuff. And it's like the stuff sometimes in my life, I've noticed in my almost 35 years of living, I've noticed a pattern in my life. And the pattern is that I see some stuff happening in my life. I see stuff happening and I'm wondering about this and I'm wondering about that. And then something else piles on. Now I got two things to worry about, and then something else piles on. And it's like the enemy, my flesh, and just man, my own thinking and my own thought. And sometimes all of that stuff piled on. Sometimes I asked God, I said, God, why am I going through this? And sometimes God will tell me, I want to see where your faith is. I'm gonna put your faith to the test. You said that you will give me praise. You better watch what you testify about. Sometimes we gotta watch what we gotta watch what we pray for, and sometimes we gotta watch what we testify about. Because if we don't live up to the testimony, I guarantee you. Every single time I have said, I will bless the Lord at all times, down through my life, he has been so good. Every time I've said that, and every time I've said, not just said it just as a cliche, but I've said it from my soul, I meant every single word. I meant the I meant the I will. I meant the I meant the will. I meant bless. I meant bless the Lord. I mean every single word in that sentence. When I mean it from my heart, when I mean it from my soul, that's when God says, I'm going to see. Will you really bless me when you're going through? Will you really give me what I ask of you? And he allows me to go through something. Not just to see if I'll go through it or not. Not just to see what my faith is. Just to help me build up my faith.
See, the things that we go through in life is not just to test us. It's to help build up our faith. How does it help build up our faith? Because once we go through it and we pass the test, we now have something to think back on. The songwriter says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for what? Me. My soul cries out. That's why we can say in Psalms 34, hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's why we can say in verse number 3, my soul shall make her boast in what? The Lord. And the humble shall hear the reverend be glad. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. I praise God for saving. My soul is crying out. My soul is giving the testimony. So when you're going through, I want you to think about the testimony that's getting ready to come once you make it through it. And you can make it. We can make it. How do I know that we can make it? The Bible says so. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. There's nothing that God cannot bring us through. There is no addiction that keeps us captive to where God can't break the addiction. There's nothing that we can't. There's nothing, nothing in this world. You might say, well, I've been praying and praying and praying and praying, and I ain't seen no result yet. How can you say that, Minister Adam? How can you say that? I've been praying and praying and praying for my family. I've been praying and praying for my son to be saved. I've been praying and praying for my daughter to be saved. And I've been praying and praying for my mom and daddy to be saved. And I've been pray. And continue to bless him and watch God do it. I have literally seen my family members. Literally seen family members. I told one of my relatives. I told one of my relatives one time because I told my grandmother. My grandmother, I had went out of town to go visit my grandmother and my grandfather. And this was back in, I believe it was 2010 or 2013, I believe. And I told my grandmother, she said, I want your grandfather to go to church with me out. And say, I just want him to go to church with me. I just want him to go to church with me. And she began to, you know, tell me how she felt about her wanting him to go to church with her and wanting to, you know, fellowship with her husband at church. And I began to tell her, I said, Grandma, don't worry about it. Now, my grandmother at the time was, you know, she was way older than me, way more knowledgeable than me, way more knowledgeable than me. I'm the grandchild. Amen. I'm the grandchild. But I told my grandmother, I said, Grandma, don't worry about it. I said, Grandma, what we're going to do is we're going to pray. And she told me, she said, she said, good. But I also told her, I said, Grandma, I was still at the house. I was still at my grandmother and grandfather's house. And one day I was there and I was praying. And I was getting, you know, me and my grandmother, when I was there, my grandmother would always get up and my grandfather would have his routine and my grandmother would have her routine. And I had my routine as I did here in Indianapolis. I got up and started praying and I did the same routine like I do every day. I get up, pray, you know, whatever. And the Lord told me when I was there, he said, tell your grandmother to take blessed oil. He told, what he told me to do was go out and buy your grandmother some blessed oil and pray over it. And then have her take that blessed oil and put little drops of blessed oil in his shoes, in your grandfather's shoes. And I said, and I came out of that prayer, and that morning I said, Grandma, we got to go to the store. And she said, well, why do you need to go to? I said, I need to get some blessed oil. I got to get some olive oil. She said, okay. I said, Grandma, the Lord told me to tell you that the olive oil that I get, I'm supposed to pray over it, and you were to take that olive oil and anoint Granddaddy's shoes and put a drop of oil in each shoe. I said, do it after I leave and keep doing it until you see results. And she began to say, yeah, she said, okay, Adam. I gave her the olive, I prayed over the olive oil, gave it to her, and when I left, she kept doing it. And then one day I called her and checked on her. She said, Adam, you know what? Your grandfather came to church with me. And I said, what? He came to church? She said, yeah, he came to church. He came to church. He started coming to church and everything. And I said, see? And so I said that to say this. There is no addiction. There is nothing that God can't do. But you got to give him his just due. You got to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. We have to be obedient unto God, not unto man. Because there's going to be people. And look, let me show y'all something. There will be people in your life, and I'm talking to who I'm talking to today. There are going to be people, whether you saved or unsaved, if you try to give your all to the kingdom of God in your relationship with God, if you're trying to give your all to that, there are going to be people that will not like you. There are going to be people that are going to be jealous of you, not because of you, but because of the stand you're taking. There are going to be people like that. In your family, out of your family, it might come from your family. The worst people that you can get that from is your family. I've had family members tell me I was wrong for living holy. I've had friends tell me I was wrong for living holy. My enemies told me I was wrong for living holy. I've had people in the church tell me it don't take all that no more. That's you doing too much. No, I ain't. No, I'm not. I'm giving my all to him. Care about what you're talking about. I don't care about what you're talking about. Let me tell you this. When you give your all to Jesus Christ, when you give him your life, see, the Bible says, it lets us know that we can give our life as a what? Living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. That's just our reasonable service. It's important for you to give your all to him, even if it means your life. I remember back in the day, there was a young girl. There was a young lady that went on CNN. And this was around the time where one of the Batman movies was newly out. And this young lady and her friend went to go see this Batman movie. And this one man came in there dressed as one of the Batman characters, and he was out of his mind. He started shooting up the movie theater. And he was going down this young lady's row, shooting up everybody. And this young lady began to be in fear, but she said that she remembered what her grandmother told her to do in times of going through, when you're in trouble. She said, plead the blood of Jesus. Begin to call on the name of Jesus. And she remembered what her grandmother and her mother told her to do. And she began to do that. And the man skipped over her and shot everybody else in her row. And she lived. When you learn how to be keyed in, locked in, locked on, dialed in, and ready to strike for the name of Jesus, when you locked in, when you dialed on and locked in and ready to strike the adversary for the name of Jesus, locked on, dialed in, and ready to strike. That's being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove in the spiritual, in the spirit. Because we are in a war, y'all. Today we're in a war. Every day that you get up, you are in a spiritual war. There, and I've been putting this off and putting this off and putting this off. But the Lord has dealt with me on spiritual warfare again. That everything that's a living, which is human, I'm talking about humans, you have spirits connected to you. If you're living, if you have a soul, you have spirits connected to you. It can be demonic spirits. It can be heavenly spirits. It don't matter. You have your soul has to spend eternity somewhere, and spirits can enter in people. Why do you think that we have so much stuff going on? Every day that I wake up and I watch the news, I hear about somebody being tragically killed. I hear about something happening. I hear about somebody getting hurt somewhere. This is not just something that just happens out of the ordinary. And let me share this with you. And I know this is not part of the lesson, but let me share this with you. If you watch the news, those of us that watches the news, have you ever noticed that something tragic happened in one area? Have you ever noticed multiple tragedies? I'm talking about the same tragedy. Like, I'm talking about somebody getting killed by getting shot or something. And this is just for an example. If it happens on one side of the area, do you know that those demonic spirits are over there in that area? There's a killing spirit over there in that area. I'm just using this as an example. If you see multiple people, like I said, I'm using this as an example. If you see on the news somebody that got shot in this area and got killed, and then an hour later in the same area somebody got shot and got killed, and then 30 minutes later you see in the same area another person got shot and got killed, that's spirits. That ain't nothing but demonic spirit. That ain't nothing but a killing. That ain't nothing but a murdering spirit in that area. And it is our job to denounce these spirits. Because we're in a war. The Bible lets us know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. My war is not with man. My war is with the spirits on the inside of the man. The Bible says it's not the things that are on the outside that defile the man. It's the things that are on the inside that defile the man. The things that go in a man that can defile a man. That's why it's important for us to keep our vessels, and I mean our spiritual lives clean. To be careful where we go. To be careful what we watch. To be careful what we listen to. To be careful. Because you can have the Bible declares that you can have multitudes of spirits inside of a person can have multitudes of spirits. The Bible calls them legions, which means we are many. A person can have more than one demonic spirit in them. That's why it's important. And I know this is talking about the blessings of God and praising God, but this is a way. This is in there to keep yourself together, to keep your mind together. He said he'll keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him. If you got your mind in your due diligence on Jesus, there's no demonic force that can take you over. Amen. There's nothing else that can harm you. Amen. I want to give you a chance. If there's anybody in the chat rooms, there's anybody in the chat rooms or are listening in, amen. I ask that if you want to have something to say on today, to please call in, chime in on the conversation on today. If you have a testimony, I want you to leave it today. Amen. But this is the way, because the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof is death. Amen. This is the full way. This is the way. He is the way. The Bible declares that he is the way, the truth, and the life. You want life today? You want to live, hallelujah, you want to live in an abundancy of life? It's not in the drugs. It's not in the alcohol. It's not in the man. It's not in the woman. It's not in the things, but it is in the name of Jesus. Why should we give our all to the name? Why should we give our all to the kingdom? Because the Bible declares that whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:17. If you live in Jesus' name. If you praying, pray in Jesus' name. If you're giving, give in Jesus' name. If you sleep, sleep in Jesus' name. If you're driving, drive in Jesus' name. Whatsoever ye do in word or in deed. You want to give your life? Give your life to Jesus. And live underneath the name of Jesus. Amen. I've talked about it before on the show. I said it before that once you receive the name of Jesus, you reap the benefits of the name of Jesus. You reap the benefits. I have reaped the benefits of the name of Jesus down through my life. And I say in about a week or two, I'll be 35 years old, still reaping the benefits of the name of Jesus. When mom and daddy didn't have the remedy for me, didn't have the answers for me, when wife didn't have the answers, when children didn't have the answers, I can go to the man that saved my soul. I can go when I have a problem. Now, I've said it before. my father, my natural father, my father, I love my dad. I love my mother too, but I love my dad. My dad has taught me a lot of things in my life. He's taught me, he's the one that taught me my first Bible verse. Amen. He's the one, along with my mom and my pastor, he's the one that taught me how to pray. He's the one that taught me how to lean as a man unto God. Amen. He's the one that taught me to have a good work ethic in the natural. Amen. And I can say, my father, and I've said it before, my father has never told me anything wrong, being my father and my pastor. My father has never told me anything wrong, but I remember there was a time in my life where my father didn't have an answer. He didn't know what was going to be the outcome in my life for me, for his son. He didn't know. And it was a health issue. He didn't know. There were times in my life that he did not know whether if I was going to live or die. And he had to go to the man because he didn't know. Because he didn't have the power to lift me up out of what I was in. But he knew, he had the smarts enough to know, I serve a God that can lift my son up, that can raise him up. Yeah, the doctors can do what they can do, but the doctors are limited. But he went to the unlimited God, a God that is unlimited, never lost a battle, never lost a case. And he went down and prayed in the name of Jesus. And the Lord brought me back to life. The Lord said, not so. Amen. The Lord said, not so. Not today. Not today. And here I stand. Because of my mama's prayers, because of my father's prayers, because of my grandmother's prayers, because of my family's prayers, I'm still here today. At almost 35 years old, I have been told a lot of things throughout my life. And yes, you might say, well, Minister Adam, you talking a lot about yourself. No, I'm not talking a lot about myself. I'm talking a lot about Jesus and what Jesus has done, because I ain't done none of it. I didn't have the ability to heal myself. I could take medicine, but I had a doctor tell me one time, the medicine that I'm giving you could fail you at any time. These medicines that the doctor gives us, they could fail. They fail. But I know a man that never fails, and his name is Jesus. When I go to him, he hears me. He hears my very cry. We read it earlier. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of what? All his troubles. Not some, not little of his troubles, but all his troubles. I love the name of Jesus because I love my father, because my father told me, he told me, never let anybody, don't let anybody. And I took it, you know, when I moved out on my own, he told me, he came to my house one day, he said, don't let anybody come in your house and run over you. Don't let anybody come in your house and run over you. And I know he was talking about naturally, don't let nobody come in and take over, you know, all that. But you can also take that as a spiritual thing, too, because there will be people that will try to come in your life and try to destroy the very foundation that God has set up in your life. They'll try to tell you, oh, well, you don't need to believe in that. You don't need, get thee behind me, Satan. Don't let nobody, I'm going to tell you like my father told me, don't let nobody come in your spiritual house and destroy what God has developed in you. Don't let nobody tell you that God does not live. Don't let the devil, don't let man, don't let, I don't care if it's an angel from heaven, because the Bible said that even if an angel from heaven come preaching another gospel, don't let an angel from heaven come to you and tell you God's not real. The Bible says, let them be accursed. If they come preaching any other gospel, my former pastor used to say, if you see me going the opposite way, you see me going astray, don't you follow me. Don't you follow me. And that was from the pastor. Just because there's some people in the church now, they walking away, so they want to take other, they mad, so they walking away and they want to take other people with them. The devil is a liar. Don't do that. I did not mean to go here. They want to take other souls with them because they mad. They mad that God didn't work it out the way I wanted him to work it out, so I'm mad. I don't want to go to that church no more. The pastor didn't prophesy over me. He called on Sister So and So. He called on Brother Joe, but he didn't call me. God didn't single me out and give me a prophetic word. Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy over yourself, and I'm bold enough to say it over the airways. Speak over your own life and stop playing the victim. Speak over your own life. When the enemy comes in and tells you you're not that, or tells you that you can't, look, let me make something perfectly clear, and I'm going to make this as clear as I can. Can't nobody tell me that God is not able to move in my life. I done seen it. I done seen it happen too many times. Nobody, not my own mother, my own father. I won't let nobody tell me. Even if my mother and father go astray, I'm not going. Because he's done too much. If wife don't want to go, that's fine. If children don't want to go, that's fine. I still love you, but I ain't going with you. If you don't want to serve God, that's fine with me. But I'm going to serve him. The Bible says, as for me in my house, we shall serve the Lord. And I'm not talking about brick and mortar when I say as for me in my house. I'm talking about me, my own soul, my own spiritual house. This body will serve the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, this praise will not leave my lips. I will have a praise in my heart. I will have a dance in my feet every single time I think about the goodness of the Lord. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to praise him at the drop of a dime. I'll praise him. At the drop of a dime, I'll give him glory. At the drop of a dime, I'll say thank you, Jesus. When I'm hurting, I'll say thank you. You might say, well, Minister Adam, how can you say thank you when you're hurting? Because through the hurt comes the blessing. After the pain. After the pain comes the victory. That's why I can say thank you. Because I know at the other side of my pain comes the victory. comes the healing. The other side of pain comes healing. Healing for whatever you need. That's why I can say thank you. Healing is on the horizon for me. Healing is on the horizon for me. That's why I say thank you. I say thank you in advance. That's why I can dance in advance. That's why I can still say hallelujah. Amen. That's why I can still say all things work together for the good. Because I know at the end of this comes the victory. Make no mistake about it. I know that the blood still works. You have to, sometimes you got to tell yourself that the blood still works. The blood still works. The blood of Jesus still works. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm faced with, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus still works. It flows through every valley. It goes through every mountaintop. Dr. King talked about the mountaintop. The blood of Jesus flows through the mountains. It flows through every valley. It goes through every street corner. It goes through, come on here, it goes through every apartment complex. It goes through every neighborhood. It flows. And guess what? The difference between people's blood and the blood of Jesus is that people's blood ain't got no power. The blood of Jesus got all the power. You can say the blood of Jesus over a situation. Hallelujah. That's why we use the anointing oil, because it's symbolic of the blood of Jesus. When Moses put the blood over the doorposts, God gave specific instructions unto Moses. He said, place the blood over the doorposts, because God was getting ready to come in and smite the firstborn. That meant children, cattle. He was getting ready to smite everything. He was getting ready to smite. And anything that did not have the blood over it, the blood over the doorpost, he went in and he smited the firstborn. So anything that's not covered by the blood, your issues, your problems, you can plead the blood of Jesus over yourself and be like, this will not take hold of me. And God will come in and smite that problem. I'm speaking life over you today. God's getting ready to come in and smite the problem. God's getting ready to come in and smite the issue. I don't care what it is. God's getting ready to come in and smite it. Ah, y'all, Robo Shata. God is getting ready to come in and smite the issue, y'all. These afflictions, yourselves, these Egyptians and the afflictions. Hallelujah. You know, when I read in the Bible, God's healing power. In these last few minutes that I have, I'ma say this, and then we're gonna go home. But when we see in the Word of God about how God healed, about how God touched, about how God delivered, he always came in unexpected to the enemy. He always came in unexpected to the problem. Amen. He always came in unexpected. Not unexpected to, well, sometimes he does come in unexpected to us, because we don't never know when God's going to move. Amen. We just know that he moves. We just know that he's going to move. We just know that he's just going to send the blessing, but we don't know how and when he's going to move. Amen. But let me say this. When God comes in and touches the situation, you can best believe. I remember reading the different times and the different miracles that God has performed in throughout the Word. Raising the dead, healing the sick. Amen. Those times where he came in unexpected. He didn't make a big announcement that he was coming. The woman with the issue of blood, he didn't make a big grand announcement that he was coming. She heard about it. She just heard that Jesus was coming. She heard that Jesus was coming. And he wasn't coming. And you know what? He didn't even come to heal the woman with the issue of blood. He wasn't coming through that town to heal her. Specifically, the woman came to him. So, and I said that to say that sometimes to receive what we need from God, we got to go to him. He knows what we need. Sometimes I've had people in my life say, a closed mouth don't get fed. Amen. A closed fist can't receive. A closed fist can't receive nothing in his hand. That's why I quoted the scripture earlier, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why does it say that? We got to go after him. Just like the Bible says he chastens who he loves, we got to, just like he chases after us, we got to chase after him. He already knows what we need. He just wants you to ask sometimes. He already knows, but he wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear from you. There are some times where we can, there are some things that we have to go, some things that we go through, that the only way to get the blessing, the only way to get to the blessing is that we ask. And sometimes asking is not always verbally asking. Sometimes asking is in action, in our fasting, in our praying. Amen. And guess what? Sometimes what we ask for, I'm going to say this. My brother, a while ago, and in these last few minutes, I'm going to say this. My brother said a while ago, I think it was about a year or two ago, we were in Sunday school and we were talking about receiving blessings. The Sunday school was over receiving blessings and asking what you will from God. And my brother, he said, sometimes God will not allow us to have what we want. And sometimes he'll say no. And we don't realize that no was the answer and that no was the blessing. Sometimes no is the blessing. It's not that God's trying to keep you from having success. It's not that God's trying to keep you from having the good things in life. It's not that God's trying to do that. He's trying to keep you from disaster. That's what he's trying to keep you from. So if you ever hear God say, no, you can't have that, just take it at face value and say, Lord, I thank you. Because there's some tragedy. The reason why God says no to us on some things that we ask for, because he already sees that there's tragedy waiting for you. There's destruction on the other side. If he said, yes, go ahead, there's destruction waiting on you. And it ain't always destruction like you about to leave off the earth or you about to die or anything like that. You could die spiritually. He blesses you. There's some people that have died spiritually because God has given. Now God has a divine will, and God has a permissive will. And sometimes God will give you what you ask for because you keep on asking. Even though he don't want to give it to you, he'll give it to you out of his grace and his mercy. But you have to sleep in the bed that you made. And sometimes what we ask for, the Lord knows it's not good for us, but he gives it to us because we keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. We're not ready for it. But we did. Come on now. That's why it's good to, when God says no, keep it at no. No. Just leave it alone. Because there's destruction waiting on the other side. And some people have received stuff. Some people have gotten stuff and walked away from God. And that was their destruction. Because now they done lost their relationship. That's why it's good for us to keep a strong hold to our relationship with God, to keep a strong hold, keep that determination for the kingdom of God, that determination to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And with that being said, with that determination, with that us doing that, we will be able to say that, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. If you are in his purpose, we have to stay in the center of his will. We have to remain on in his purpose and in his will. We have to stay on the wall. Because if we're in his will and we're in his purpose, everything's going to work out. The Bible says there is no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk upright before him. Amen. I hope you receive something from this in Jesus' name. I pray that you have a very, very blessed weekend, rest of your weekend. If you are in the Indianapolis area, make sure that if you don't have a church home, come on over to Triumphant Faith Apostolic Assembly. We will love you to life over there. The address is 2950 North High School Road, located in the beautiful city and state of Indianapolis, Indiana, 46214. Amen. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Bishop Cook, we thank you, and we thank you for allowing us to come one more time to bring forth a word from God in Jesus' name. God bless you all in Jesus' name. This is The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle, radio show right here on the Spirit Alive Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is the transformation station where you can be transformed. God bless you. And as my grandmother used to say, if you don't see me again, I will see you in the rapture, in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you in Jesus' name.